Blog Talk Radio.
Your
Amen. Praise the Lord and welcome everyone to Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Tonight, God bless you. I'm your host, John D., along with our brother, Gus Conway from the Bay Area. God bless you, Brother Gus. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you, Brother John?
I'm good. Praise the Lord tonight. Brother Gus, God bless
Amen.
You tonight. Well, we're back on,
God bless you too.
On the air tonight. We would like to apologize to the listeners. I know we've been missing in action for a couple weeks, but we'll be on every week, Friday nights at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast tonight. And also tonight we'd like to share with you that we're going to share a word. Brother Gus is going to share a word tonight called, Brother Gus, if you would, what
fellowship,
is the teaching called?
Fellowship with Christ. Fellowship
Amen.
With Christ.
Praise.
Good to have you guys. It's going to be a blessed word. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit to lead us. It's good to be back on. Listeners, we're glad that you guys, we have a chance to come back and share something with you guys. So, God bless
yes.
you guys. You got plenty of time to call some people, call some friends, some family, somebody that hasn't been in church, and give them the number to the radio. Let them call in. If you need prayer or if you have a testimony or a praise report, we'd love to hear from you guys. Brother John will give the number in a little bit. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Amen. Amen. That number tonight, if you'd like to invite a friend, I'll give, pass off the number tonight. It's area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. I'd like to welcome the listeners from Facebook tonight. God bless you tonight and welcome to the show. And I want to say God bless our brothers and sisters around the world, not only in the United States, but around the world. Nice to meet you. God bless you. And I believe we do have a phone call right now, and we're going to take this here. Area code 337. God bless you. You're live on the air.
God bless you.
Hi there. This is Donald Trump. I love the show, and you guys all love me. Am I right?
Yes, we do.
I'm great. It's true.
Wow, that was.
I have great friends.
Awesome.
I've got great friends in heaven. I know God. I know Jesus. I know Peter. Peter and I go way back. We build a lot of buildings. He's the foundation of my house. That I can tell you.
Well,
okay, thank you
Donald.
For calling, Donald.
Even God must look at.
Well, that was a great one. We had a great call from Donald Trump tonight, and a great impersonator also. Well, praise
right.
God. You know what? Before we go any further, let us open up for the prayer tonight, as we always
Amen.
Do. Father God, we thank you for the station. We thank you, Father God, for all your blessings. Tonight, have your way.
Father.
You lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. Tonight, Father God, we ask for a fresh new anointing of your Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, tonight, Father God, draw your people, the lost, the backsliders. And Father God, tonight, we ask, Father God, for your peace, your joy, your love. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory for this radio program in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Let's give it a minute or two. Let's let some people call in tonight. We're going to ask those that are listening by internet to invite some friends. Pass off the number, area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. You could also email us if you can't call in. You could listen to us on Facebook, and you could email us at Gypsy Radio, the number one. That's Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. God bless you tonight. Brother Gus, how are things in the Bay Area today?
Yeah, I am, because it's probably about 85 degrees, let me tell you, and the house won't cool down for nothing. It's, let me see, what time is it here? It's 15 after 8, and it's still hot. It's probably about 80 degrees, around about a mile from the house, and I'm right by the water. It's a little more fresher here, so I'm doing the radio station live here. We'd like to encourage you guys to call in. That'd be very good, and that gives us encouragement that there's people out there listening and getting blessed.
Amen. Amen, Brother Gus. Just praise God tonight that we have an opportunity to share God's word. Just to share with you also, it's been very warm here in Ohio in the 90s. It's about 85 out there right now. So we're not feeling any too much relief. But tonight, like I say, we're good. Everybody's good. Praise God. You know what, Brother Gus? We do have some prayer requests. There's some sick people. Our Brother Steve here in town. Like to lift him up in prayer.
Okay, let's lift him up in prayer.
My cousin Frankie also. Oh, my cousin Frankie also has been in and out of the hospital tonight. Also, Frankie Russian, one of our listeners, is in the hospital. And he's a follower on, on Instagram. And known him for a long time. Frankie needs a healing. Frankie Russian for a healing. So if you would lift them up, Brother Gus.
Father God, we come to your throne where we find forgiveness, we find healing, we find restoration, we find peace, joy. And we ask for forgiveness of our sins, Deva. I push us, Deva, that you would bless us, that you would anoint us, use us tonight, Father, that the gospel may be proclaimed. We ask for healing, Father, for Frankie, for Stevie, for the followers that are on Facebook that are looking for prayer, those that are calling in tonight, and those that don't call in. We ask you that you would heal them, Father, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father, and that you would just bless them and that you would use them, Father, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Gus, I'm sorry about that. Brother Gus, I know that the Lord gave you a word to share with us tonight, and it's entitled Fellowship with Christ. And we just lost Brother Gus, and we'll have him back very shortly here tonight. So as soon as he comes back, we'll be right back on the air live tonight. God bless you all to the listeners. Yvonne Gerson and those wonderful femmes on photo. Nice to meet you, and then I'm going to be at the Woodbox. Brother Gus, God bless you. Welcome back. It was my fault and not yours. I was saying that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I wasn't sure. It's okay.
Brother Gus, I know that, like I said, we're going to share the word on a fellowship with Christ that the Lord gave you tonight. So without further ado, God bless you as you share the word to our brothers and sisters out there. So the mic is yours.
Okay. So tonight our topic is fellowship with Christ. And we're going to see tonight as we go along, we're going to go slow. We're going to give you guys some time to catch up. We're going to give some scripture. We're going to see that there's three ways to fellowship. And fellowship is very important in our walk with Christ. Matter of fact, we can't walk with Christ unless we have fellowship with him. Fellowship means to agree with one, to be on the same page as that person. Because if there's disagreement, the opposite of fellowship would be disagreement. That's not being on the same page with that person. You're opposing their ideas or what they're thinking or what you're thinking. But the opposite to that is our topic tonight, which is fellowship with Christ. Now, we see fellowship all the time. We don't just see it in our walk with Christ, although that is our most important fellowship. We see it with in a marriage. Brother John, jump in at any time if you see it anywhere in your daily walk or your daily life. We see it in marriage. We see it in a father and son relationship, mother and daughter relationship. We see it in in business. So there's fellowship on many levels, not just in a spiritual sense with our walk with Christ. For instance, if you have a business contract with a particular person or a particular company, and you're not in agreement, you're not on the same page with that person or with that company or with that CEO, well, you're not going to succeed, or you're not going to get what you're trying to get from them. They're not going to be dealing with you if you're not on the same page. But if you are dealing with them the way they're asking you to and the way you want to, and you guys have an agreement, that's a sort of fellowship. You guys are in agreement, and you're getting what you want, they're getting what they want, and everybody's happy. Well, that's what the Lord is asking. And when we read the Bible, that's what the Bible tells us, how to be in line or how to be obedient to Jesus Christ. And the more we read, the more we fellowship. Fellowship, like I'm telling you guys here, is three ways. There's fellowship in prayer. Now, Paul says there's power in prayer. Prayer is a channel of power. Prayer just opens up heaven, and God just bestows his riches and blessings upon us. Okay, prayer is one. Reading his word is two. So if you guys are listening, we're Bible studying, we're feeding on God's word, it's not just a matter of listening. It's a matter of getting involved. You're part of this radio station. This radio station, without you guys, is not a radio station. We need the listeners to get involved and call in and be blessed. Prayer is number one. Write that down. Number two, Brother John, is reading God's word. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, right, Brother John? So those three things are key. And then the third is worship. Different than worshiping. Prayer is coming to God and asking him for what you might need. Worshiping is just opening your heart to Jesus and just let him pour into you what you want. That's worship. That's just opening yourself up to God, opening the door of your heart and speaking out to God and let God speak to your heart. So there's prayer, reading his word, and worshiping. Okay, so we have foundation, okay? So now that we have foundation, let's get into Scripture and see what does the Word tell us about fellowship. Okay, now, Brother John, at any time, if you would like to jump in and mention something, please do.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Gustin. I'm just listening right now. Let the Holy Spirit minister to me.
Okay.
So, okay. Go right ahead.
So, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, and let's see what 1 Corinthians says. Give me one second here. Okay. Here we go. So, I'm sorry. It's 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Excuse me. So Paul is writing. He's writing to the people of Corinth. That's the book of Corinthians. And this is what he's telling them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Okay, that's key to fellowship. Now, if you're taking notes, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, what I just read to you guys, you're going to see the Trinity. You're going to see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. First of all, it says Jesus Christ, our Lord, and then it says the love of God, and it says the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll read that all together, and it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You see, we cannot fellowship with one another if we don't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what opens up our hearts and says, oh, John, you're a Christian. I see you reading the Bible. I see you in church. God bless you. Can you pray with me? Can I pray with you? Is there something that we can pray for together? Like he just asked me earlier to pray for one of his cousins or a couple of his cousins that wasn't feeling good. Now that's fellowship. That comes normal for a Christian. But for a non-Christian to go to another non-Christian and to say pray, That's not a normal thing. No fellowship there. The fellowship comes by the way of the Holy Spirit. And look what it says. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Why is Paul saying that the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you? Because we can't communicate with each other on the level God wants us to without the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So fellowship is very important, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Look what Galatians 2:9 says. And when James and Cephas, now Cephas is Peter, when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and that they may be circumcised. Now, what Paul is saying here is that pillars in the church was Peter, James, and John. They were the foundations of the church. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I would build my church. He was talking to Peter, okay, because he said, truly, you are the Lord. And they told Paul that he can fellowship now with the other Jews, with the other ones that was believing in Christ at that time, because Paul was on the same level. Paul believed in the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, baptism, speaking in tongues. You got to remember that this is after the day of Pentecost. So all of those things was alive and well at that time. So they said, you can fellowship now the way we're fellowshipping, because they was in one accord. Now we're going to go to 1 John. Amen, Brother John? So
Amen.
Are you guys getting
Amen.
This fellowship, how important this word fellowship is. We're going to emphasize it tonight. And after I read this, Brother John will come in. He'll share some stuff on it too. And in our personal lives, matter of fact, I'll share something with you guys later on at the, before the end of the radio, how fellowship came into my life as a way of Christianity. Look at 1 John chapter 1, 6 through 8. Very important. If we say we have fellowship with him, speaking with Jesus, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now, this verse is going to get pretty heavy, and it's very important that you take this to heart and understand what the Bible's saying, not what I'm saying. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, if we say we have fellowship while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin, or another version says all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. You see,
Amen.
We'll start from the end there, Brother John. It says, it doesn't say his word is with us, in us, because that's where his word needs to remain. And not doesn't need to be on the right hand or on the left hand where you could lose it or misplace it. It needs to be in our heart. And that's where fellowship comes in with Christ. It's a heart thing. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And anybody, that's every race, tribe, nation, tongue, language, anybody opens the door, I will come in. While we walk in darkness, we lie. So in other words, if we have anger, if we have bitterness, if we have resentment, if we have hori against Maska Prao, Pea, I Chibanga Zamaro Yetimos, then you know what? The Bible says we walk in darkness. And that's not something that God wants us to do. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then before Jesus left, he says, you are the light of the world. And where to get that light and where to let that light shine. And without Jesus, there is no light. We say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. What does Jesus say? I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen. Brother John, I'm going to let you read something in there, and then I'll go ahead and I'll continue with the message.
Amen. You know, in 1 John that you just read, Brother Gus, he said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him. You know, that covers a lot of territory here. You know, there are people out there who say they have fellowship with the Lord, but yet they don't give their heart to him. They don't. They are not born again.
Yeah.
They know of him, but they don't have a relationship with him. You know, I want to share something with the listeners. If you don't, you might know someone, but not have a relationship with them. You might be in love with somebody. You might be a young man, a young woman, and be in love and have feelings for someone, but you don't really know that person. You might be acquaintances with that person.
Right.
And you have a crush on them and so forth, but yet you don't know that person. And the thing about being born again is you can never have fellowship with God unless you are born again. The Bible tells us if we receive him, we are adopted in the family of God, that we become born again.
Right.
We receive the Spirit of God in us and we become one with God.
Amen.
The Bible says when two get married, they become one with flesh. Well,
that's right.
When we receive Christ, we become spiritually intertwined through the Holy Spirit with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we have fellowship and communications with God. Now, we can break off that communication by not fellowshipping with God and walking according to the world in darkness and stop praying and stop talking to God, stop asking for our forgiveness, being in the Word. And then we lose fellowship with God and communications with God. So that's why we need to have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, so that he can lead us. Without communication, God cannot lead us. Correct, Brother Gus?
Right.
If you have no communication with your wife, you don't know what's going on in your home. Correct?
That's very true.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
Important. That's important for us to have communications with God because in a relationship with God so that we know what's going on in the spiritual realm and where we stand before God. Amen. So God bless you. Good word,
Amen.
Brother Gus. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Brother John. Very good way to illustrate that. So I'm going to give our listeners an illustration here of another a physical, not a spiritual, understanding of fellowship. Me and Brother John is he's in Ohio, I'm in California, which many of you guys probably already know he's in Ohio already, but I'm in California, and we fellowship all the time. Whether it's got to do with Christ or not. We'll talk about sports. We'll talk about cars. We'll talk about business. We'll talk about the Word of God. You know, we're pretty much on the same page. I mean, we don't have any arguments, but we don't necessarily like everything the same way. Like some cars, he likes. That's not something that's going to cause a quarrel or argument or is going to break us away from our relationship. Okay. Same way with Christ. Christ is going to ask you to do things and want you to go places and to carry out missions for the gospel that you might necessarily might not like. That doesn't make him unloving or uncaring. Sometimes he just wants us to do things that we don't understand, but that's where faith comes in. Now, if you fellowship with Christ, you'll be obedient to Christ, and you'll be on the right page. You might not always like it, just like me and Brother John. You might talk about a car or want to buy a car I don't like. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make it a bad car. It doesn't make it doesn't make him wrong. That's just, you know, how it is. For instance, he likes the Cavaliers, and I and I like the Golden State Warriors. Okay. I had that. Yeah, I knew you knew that was coming. Now, that's not wrong. I mean, he's a Cavs fan. Matter of fact, throughout these playoffs, the last 3-4 months, I fell in love with the Cavs. I think they're a fabulous, fabulous team. And I told Brother John that if the Warriors don't win, I hope it goes to the Cavaliers because they're a great team. They're a great team. Anybody in the Midwest or on the East Coast, you know the Cavs are a good team. Matter of fact, they've been in the finals twice, back-to-back. So we can have our differences, but we won't fall out of fellowship. That's my point. Same thing with Christ. You may disagree with Christ, but the whole thing is to be obedient. That's the whole thing. You may not like where he tells you to go. You may not like what he asks you to pray. But we know it's for the good. We know it's for the best. And if you're fellowshipping with Christ, you're going to be on that right track. You're going to be obedient. And you're going to see how the Lord brings you from one place to another place. And that's what fellowship is all about. Just understanding. Look what the Greek dictionary says about friendship. The word is koinonia, okay? And it means to help, to participate, to share, communion. Did you know communion is fellowship? When we take communion, we're fellowshipping with God. Brother John, is that right?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
That's what communion means.
And it's also a fellowship in the Spirit, which is the most important of all, in the Spirit. If your spirit, now here's the key to tonight's teaching or message or whatever you want to call it. If your spirit is fellowshipping with God, then your soul will prosper. That's what it's all about. We might not totally understand all of God's plan. And we're like baby children in front of God. He knows not to give us all his plan because it would be too much. You give a child a little bit at a time as they grow. So if we had the whole plan of salvation in front of us and what God has got planned for us in ahead, that wouldn't be faith. It takes faith to step out and say, Lord, I don't see clearly what you're doing. I just believe that it's the right thing that you're doing for me and my family. Amen, brothers and sisters. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother John.
Amen. It's very important, you say, to have that communion with God. When we do, we accept communion. That's commune with God. It's fellowship with God, like Brother Gus shared up. And like I say, without a relationship, we just know, we just have an acquaintance. We just know them, but we don't really know them. We know of them, of God, but we don't know him personally on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have that relationship through a supernatural experience through the Holy Spirit. Amen, Brother Gus?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We could come to know God. I know there's people that are listening that are not born again. I know that hundreds listen to the station. You go through Block Talk and listen to other stations and so forth. But, see, the thing is that it's important to have a relationship with God, to know him on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that a little bit in the show, a little bit later in the show here. And if you want to have a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen. I agree. Okay, let's talk about our fellowship with Christ as far as being a Christian and how that needs to be center and foundation in our lives. Okay? If you lose somebody's telephone number that you communicate with, like for instance, if I lose John's telephone number, can't call him. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know where he's going. I don't know where he's been. But I can tell you what John's been doing the last couple years. Why? Because I've been in fellowship with him. Matter of fact, if I don't talk to him for a couple of days, I could kind of figure what's going on too. That's how good I know John.
Amen.
Now, even more so, we need to be with the Lord. And Brother John could say the same thing about me. If he don't talk to me for about 4 days, he'll call me and say, all right, I know you went to the doctor's office,
right.
I know that you was going to a wedding. How'd the wedding go? Did you end up buying the car? Same thing with the Lord. Now, when we're not fellowshipping, by default, we're sinning. Fellowship is talking to Christ, walking with Christ. And if we're not doing that, by default, we're going away from Christ. We're not calling upon him. We're not praying. Just like John, I'm getting a little bit of static. I don't know if I need to call back
okay.
in or if
no, go ahead.
Phone.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. You're fine. Go
okay.
right ahead.
So, for instance, let's say it like this. You're walking with Christ. Things are going well. You're being blessed. You're speaking to him. He's speaking to you. You're on a one-to-one basis, you know. And then maybe 3 days goes by and you don't pray. And then you pray and you feel like the Lord don't hear you. You're not in fellowship with him anymore. Here you go. Here's another illustration or understanding. If you sin, you need to go to Christ right away and repent and say, Lord, I've sinned, I fell short, I've disobeyed, I had a drink, I took a pill, I did something wrong, whatever it is, I stole something. Right away you go to God, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. We don't wait a week. We don't wait a month. We don't hide our sin. We don't tuck it under the pillow or sweep it under the rug. If we do so, it builds up and it gets harder for us to come to Christ, and we lose fellowship. Why would you want to hide that sin, or not hide it? Why would you not ask for forgiveness when you know as soon as you ask the Lord for forgiveness, it's already been forgiven? Why would you want to hang on to that? You lose fellowship. You lose your communication. For instance, if you're walking on the beach, okay, which I can see right here, the beach is right in front of me, and you get sand in your eye, one little speck of sand. Are you going to wait a couple of days to go wash it out? Are you going to wait a week and say, I'll take care of that tomorrow? Are you going to say, nah, I'll wait on the first and go wash it out? I'll wait till, you know, whenever I'm ready. No, you're going to go right away and get some water and rinse it out because you know that water's going to be refreshing, and it's going to cleanse it, and you're going to see clearly. That's the same way with sin when we don't go to Christ and let him wash it out of our lives. It just builds up, and it irritates, and it gets worse. And if we lose that fellowship, it gets worse and worse. And before you know it, it's been a month, and it doesn't bother you, you're not in church. That happens to all of us. It happens to me, too. It happens to me if I don't pray daily. It happens to me if I don't pray for my food. I forget, and sometimes I'll go 2 days, and I'll eat, and I won't pray. We have to make it more than a routine. It has to be a part of our innermost being.
Amen.
Fellowship has to be number one. Christianity has to be number one, not secondary. It has to be first. And then Gus comes second. John comes second. Our friends come second. Our work comes second. God is first and foremost. Amen. Brother John?
Amen. Amen. And that's right. God needs to be number one in our hearts and our place in life before our family, before ourselves. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these things.
Amen.
What things? The blessings of God.
Amen.
Shall be added unto you. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Brother John called me last week. I think you guys can tell by now, we talk all the time. Brother John is a great brother. He knows the Word of God very good. He's grown up in God's Word. And those are people you want to have friends with. That's who you want to fellowship with. So I encourage you guys to call in and, you know, if we could pray with you guys, we'd love to pray with you guys. I spoke with Brother John, it was probably about 3 days ago, and I felt the need to just pray with him. And I prayed with him, and blessings came. Was it the following day, John, or the 2 days later?
About 2 days later.
Prayed for myself, which is nothing wrong with we pray. We need to pray for ourselves. And then I felt that same anointing when I was talking to John, and I didn't want to hang up without praying. And that's what we did. And we prayed, and he agreed. And that was fellowship right there. And Jesus says, if two or more come in agreement, I am there. John, he called me 2 days later, and it was a testimony. What a blessing. What a blessing to be in the fellowship of God, to be in his word, to be we're children of the Most High God. And it's great. We can just go to him directly. We don't need to go to another man. I mean, there's nothing wrong going to church. There's nothing wrong going to your pastor. I encourage that. Go to your pastor, ask him to pray. But if you ever feel the need to just speak to the Lord, he's there. Pray, and the Lord will open up heaven. And that's what prayer does. Prayer brings heaven on earth. That's what it does. But John?
Amen. Amen. So true. And just to share something, too, with the listeners tonight, you know, that's what fellowship with God does. You will receive a supernatural, at times you will receive a supernatural inclination in your heart to pray for someone or pray for yourself, and something will move in the spiritual realm. And when something moves in the spiritual realm, something materialistically happens here on earth. And God opened up opportunities and blessings in my life. And likewise, when I get that urge to pray for somebody, it might be for a healing, a deliverance, or just salvation, whatever it might be, I know it's the Lord speaking to me, because we have to be in fellowship with God to receive that. And
yeah.
Tonight, as I spoke earlier to the listeners out there, I spoke earlier, and I said, you could receive that. You could have fellowship with God.
Oh,
he doesn't
yes.
have
Amen.
To be... He doesn't have
I
to be
agree
up
with
in
that.
Heaven. He doesn't have to be up in heaven. You're here down on earth all alone. The Bible says, I'll never leave you, Jesus said, nor forsake you. You see,
Amen.
God came down in the form of a man named Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to cleanse us by his blood that he shed on a hill called Mount Calvary 2016 years ago, that we might have eternal life and have
Amen.
A relationship with God the Father. And tonight, if you're listening by internet tonight, by telephone, whatever it might be, you could have that. If you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Brother Gus will lead you in what we call the believer's prayer, because you have to believe to receive it. If you believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, receive him as your Lord and Savior, confess him with your mouth, you shall be saved, the Bible says. So, Brother Gus, if you would give that invitation out there.
Definitely. Definitely. How much time do we have on the radio tonight, Pujo?
We have about 10 minutes left.
Okay. Real quick, I want to go to the story. I'm not going to read scripture because everybody knows this, and we only have 10 minutes, and we really do would like to use the sinner's prayer. You guys know the story about Mary and Martha, the two sisters that lived in Bethany, and their brother Lazarus. Everybody knows the story. Lazarus died. Jesus woke him up, raised him from the dead.
Yes.
The story goes to when Jesus visited them before Lazarus died, and Martha was sitting there, and Mary was just kind of doing all the chores in the house. You know, she was, you know, sweeping, and she was cleaning and wiping dishes and doing what ladies do, and that's a normal thing. But when Jesus comes to your home, now remember that home would be your temple, nowadays would be your body. When Jesus comes, all those things are put to the side. And she said, Lord, tell Martha to help me. He said, what Martha chose is the right thing, and it will not be taken away from her. But let's look at Martha now. What was she doing? Now look at her fellowship. She was listening to what Jesus was saying. If she was at Jesus' feet, even if Jesus wasn't saying anything to her, which we know he was, because whenever somebody comes to Jesus, he never lets them go empty-handed. She was at his feet. She was learning. Whatever Jesus was saying, she was learning. She was listening. She was taking it in. And she was loving. She was just loving on Jesus.
Amen.
And that was the right thing to do. Amen. And that's what we should be doing too. We should be at the feet of Jesus. We don't need to be running around as Christians and say, Jesus, help me get in the car. We need to go to work. Tell me where to go. Lord, help me get me out of this problem, which is nothing wrong with that. But we're not just to call on Jesus like he's a magician and to pop, you know, rabbit out of his hat for us. But to just be there and say, Lord, I love you for everything that you're doing, everything that you did, and everything that you're going to do. That's fellowship. That's on another level. And that's the level Christ wants us to be on. So the sinner's prayer is a prayer, like Brother John was saying, that a person needs to believe to receive. Matthew 11:24 says, believe that you have received, and then you will have. And Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your heart and speak with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So we claim in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Father, that you would just let listeners, even if it's the last minutes of the radio, have them call in and receive this and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I'm in need of your grace. I turn away from these things that I've been that have been controlling me and holding me down and keeping me from fellowshipping with you. I admit I'm a sinner, and I need you, Lord, and Savior of my life, to lead me and guide me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you now, Lord. Come into my life. Be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Listening. God bless you, Brother John, for having me on. It's always a pleasure fellowshipping and being with you on the radio.
God bless you, Brother Gus. Good word tonight. And like I say, you know, I like to say to the listeners, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, let us know. Send us an email at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com or write to us on Facebook at the Gypsies for Jesus page. Remember, we'll be back Friday night, this coming Friday night, PM East Coast time,
hopefully.
Central time. Yes, and we'll at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. We'd like to say God bless you, that we love you tonight in the
God
name of Jesus.
Go Warriors!
Go Cavs! And God bless everyone tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for Jesus for Jesus Radio. Have a blessed Lord's Day. Good night. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.